I do apologise if this goes horribly wrong, but it's now time to meet the guests. I've challenged each member of the team, Laura, Chappers, and the one that doesn't speak, to book a guest every day, and there's been a mess up, and there's a double booking of guests because Chopper messed it up yesterday and then got a guest last minute. I can't be asked for the blindfold thing anymore because I can't ever guess who they are.
Right.
So just bring in the guests, please.
Okay.
Bring them in. Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
It's Yvette Fielding.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hello.
Have a seat there.
Have a seat.
It's Yvette.
It's Yvette, that's Laura's.
Off of Ghost Hunting with fame.
Yes.
Why, Yvette's my guest.
Right. Welcome, I know who you are.
Do you?
Yeah, and who's your guest?
My guests are Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf from the Circus of Horrors and his ringmaster, Dr. Hayes.
Now, can I just apologise? Because,
Well, I didn't think I had a guest yesterday, and so I needed Laura to try and help me out. Then by the time she'd booked one, then I'd booked one as well later on.
I'm so sorry, Yvette.
It's Laura's fault.
I'm sorry, Dan.
All right.
So, sharing.
We've been having a big love-in, it's fine.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, welcome.
Hello there, good morning.
Now, can you tell us, bearing in mind there are children listening right now, okay, so use the word bits, okay?
Bits and bobs.
Bits and bobs. Can you explain why you're kind of famous?
Well, I happened to get an Henry stuck on me bits and bobs.
A Henry?
Yeah, Henry
Hoover.
The Hoover.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
With super glue.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And
it went all over the newspapers everywhere.
I remember seeing that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you had to go to casualty, presumably?
Yes, I had to go to, it's emergency. And
did everyone see you with it attached?
Well,
in A&E?
The nurses did and everybody. They're trying to be serious.
Right.
But you could see it on their faces, they're dying to laugh.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've bought
Dr.
Hayes.
Ringmaster.
He's your ringmaster.
Yes.
So now you do this as an act, do you?
Yes, we do it in the act. Yes, we've always done it in the act.
It's called the Circus of Horrors, Dan.
Circus of Horrors, yeah.
Okay.
And what you got?
Remember, you're still using the word bits and bobs.
Right.
What happens in your act exactly?
Well, part of it, I eat a light bulb, open a bottle of beer with my eye, staple things to myself.
Right.
And then
pumps 300,000 volts of electricity through himself.
Yeah, then I get the Henry the Hoover out.
Yeah.
And then I clean myself down and attach it to the bits and bobs.
Okay.
And then I put it round.
Is Henry still smiling while you're doing
it? Oh, yes, got a bigger smile than ever now.
We brought him with us, you can meet him later.
Made his eyes water.
Wow.
And mine.
And people actually pay to see this, do they?
Oh, yes, because it's not just that. We do it, it's a 2-hour long show.
Oh,
2 hours?
Yeah, I'm not attached for 2 hours.
No, just Captain Dan for 2 hours. The whole Circus of Horrors is 2 hours.
Okay. Yes, we've got the most stretchy skinned man in the world, and Gary Stretch. And
is that the man that makes his skin into a table and carries drinks on it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Yeah. We've got the stretchy skin in the world.
Are you right? Are you right, Yvette?
That, Yvette?
All you do is look for ghosts. What's your special talent?
Oh, God.
You're right, love.
Just don't speak to me.
Okay. Right, what we'll do is, should we play a record now?
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
In fact, you have lost it, love.
No,
what's wrong?
No, Chappers, let me fell over.
It's left, right by this.
Sorry.
This is Yvette Fielding on Radio 1. Here's Laura's guest today. And we also have Demon Dan in, who does a trick with a Hoover. And Henry is here, which Chappers did almost fall over then.
Yvette, you can't see the face on the Hoover, can you? It's got a little cheeky smile.
You're crying.
I'm sorry.
Now, the last time I saw you was in a really scary place.
Yes, and you were nearly crying.
And it was me and Rachel from What Was The Show and Aled.
Yeah.
And Comedy Dave. And we had it was quite a scary night.
Quite.
Yeah.
I think at some points, everybody was shaking.
Rachel absolutely lost it.
She did.
I can't go back in there, Scott. I just can't go back in there. I just don't like the vibe of it.
Now, don't you take the mickey. You were a bit mad.
I was.
You were a bit mad.
But he came back claiming that nothing scared him.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I said.
No, Chappers, I was listening. He actually did say, he said it was scary.
He said it was like Scooby-Doo.
It was. And that's scary.
I love the kind of innkeeper that you get. Do your impression. Right, okay. So we go to this haunted house in Kent somewheres, and, do I do the first one or the second one?
Do the first one.
Right, okay.
Entertainment at its best.
It looks a bit like Lurch, and, it's really tall and quite scary. Bearing in mind, it's pitch black, and we're all a little bit apprehensive. And he goes, you do your introduction. So, tell us a bit more.
So, tell us a little bit more about this place. What's been going on here? What sort of paranormal activity has been happening in this room?
Well, Yvette, I'll tell you what. I've been wandering around here for years on my own in the daytime. However, if you're going to wander around here willy-nilly at night time, good luck to you.
And then the other guy at the other place we went to, the other location.
Stop crying.
There was a big old table, which was obviously for a seance. And what did you say to him? So we're going to have a seance in here this evening.
Yeah.
His eyes start to water and he goes, if you're having a seance in here this evening, I don't want no part of it. And runs out.
And walks out.
Bless.
He sounded like the first bloke.
Yeah, the impressions...
Were they brothers?
The impressions are similar. Now, I understand that you bought a couple of clips of me.
I gave Laura a clip. Do you know that when you were filming yourself with a night vision camera...
I can't do it.
No. I know. Do you know why?
Right.
Because you did the whole lot upside down.
They're quite difficult to work.
Yeah, you really were bad. But there were lots of moments... You're upside down. I mean, everybody in my office has been watching the whole screen like this.
Because I was upside down.
Stupid.
Well, got rigged necks.
Seriously, yeah. I couldn't work them cameras at all.
Get away.
What, so has someone just been watching hours and hours of my chin?
Upside down.
Brilliant.
Stood on the red.
I need to go to Australia. Right, okay, here's the... here's the first bit of me. Where am I on this point?
You are in... you're in an old fort, so you're in some deep cave.
Oh, is this where you locked me in for half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Be warned, we have bleeped this, but I have got a potty mouth on this.
Mm.
Hello. If there's anybody here in the spirit world, bats everywhere. Girl, they're scary. Please make a noise, make a sound.
Is that your stomach or something?
Seriously, they didn't feed us for hours.
Did they not? No. What I love is the fact that me and Laura have gone to all the trouble of getting guests in and you just play them clips of yourself.
And there's another one as well.
Oh, God.
Okay. Bats.
That's a long swear word.
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Now, there was another bit where...
That was 45 seconds of you just going, hello.
It sounds like you're in the toilet.
It does. I think you sound a bit like Alan Partridge at the start.
Oh, bats. Oh, there are bats. Ha ha.
What? You're not going to put that on the TV, are you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
The facial expressions really make it work.
Upside down.
Upside down.
Now, Yvette, we are going to be kids entertainers soon.
I know, I've heard. Just do poo wee, poo wee, poo wee.
Well, right. Have you heard our theme tune?
I have, and it's very funny. Make me laugh.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay, would you like to hear it again?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to run it by you, just to check.
Here comes Scott and Chappers, Scott and Chappers. Here comes Scott and Chappers with their amazing show. Here comes Scott and Chappers, Scott and Chappers. Here comes Scott and Chappers, they'll make you laugh till you wee. They are just so funny and they will make you wee your pants, 'cause they are just so funny, they'll make you poo.
Seriously, Yvette.
You're such an easy audience.
So we've got our first...
They are. See, I've got the mentality of a five-year-old.
Our first guest, our first guest spot at a nursery on Monday, preschool children. I'm going to start by doing the quack quacks off of the Wiggles, and then I'm going to throw a bucket of paper over Chappers. I think that'll go down.
That'll work really well.
Actually, Demon Dan, are you free on Monday afternoon?
Yes, yes, certainly I might.
It's fancy to come and do your act with Henry.
I could bring Henry along.
No, please don't. No.
I think the nursery that's just booked as if they were listening will have just peeled over.
Right, it's 9 o'clock on Radio 1. It's the Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
It's 9:06. Got Joe Wiley at 10 this morning. And Yvette Fielding's here. I've just done some ghost hunting with a couple of weeks ago with the Moyles team. I've got Gary on the text saying, why do we always do it in the dark? Why can't you summon the ghost with the lights on?
Because it's more scary.
But could you do it with the lights on?
Yeah, of course you could. But you're not going to feel as much, are you?
Right.
You know, if it's dark, you're more aware of things, of sounds, of all sorts of things. So you'll experience more.
I saw a brilliant clip of you on YouTube the other day where you were doing, was it Eastern State Penitentiary in America?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you're something... Something got hold of your voice, Yvette. And you started talking like that. You're like, I am. Oh, hello. Oh, hang on, something's happened. Something's not right here. What happened?
I don't know. It really frightened me, because one minute I was going, oh, is there anybody there? And then I went, it was a little bit, oh. It was very scary.
Now, you know the show that we did with Rachel Allard and Comedy Dave and me? When is that on?
That's on in December. I will let you know in due course. But this month, 23rd of October, 9 o'clock on Tuesday, ITV2, McFly. And we can sit, because I know you love those guys. They're so lovely. And they end up crying.
And that's because
of you. Crying.
That's
because of you. I know. They actually call me a witch. I don't know why.
Right, so McFly, when is that?
23rd of October, 9 o'clock. And then, of course, we've got Most Haunted Live coming up the whole week of Halloween.
Okay, cool.
So we've got lots of spooky stuff happening.
Right, okay. We've got Captain Dan, the Demon Dwarf, from the... Shut up, Yvette.
Sorry.
From the Circus of Horrors with us. All right.
Yes, fine, thank you.
Now, people will have seen you in the newspapers because you were the one that accidentally superglued... a Hoover to yourself,
yeah, with bits and bobs.
Yeah, we've all done it. Come on, we've all done it. I mean, you've had a few drinks. Oh,
to be never regions.
Exactly. A lot of people on the text have been saying that they've seen the Circus of Horror. Hello.
I know what's coming.
people say they've seen the Circus of Horrors and it is amazing. What other kind of stuff do they have on at the Circus of Horrors?
Oh, we've got the silk axe and we've got Dr. Dre's ringmaster and
it's an amalgamation of Daredevil and Bizarre Circus. 28 performers and rock and roll music.
Probably not the right thing for our new children's acts, though, is it?
I don't know. I think they're perfect.
I don't think it
family,
is.
Family, as long as your name's Adams.
Now you've got the Hoover with you, haven't you?
Yes, I've got the Hoover over in the corner.
Yeah.
It's a Henry Hoover with a smile.
It is. And industrial, isn't it?
This is entertainment.
Yes.
Now, if you have got children listening at the moment, or you don't want to hear the noise of a Hoover, then maybe you should turn off now. And please, do not try this at home, okay? Do not try this at home. This man is a trained idiot.
Go to your neighbour's house.
He's a fool. But, you know, he does it, but do not do this at home. And if you've got kids listening, you don't want to hear this, then turn off now. Okay? Yvette, would you like to have the honour of turning the Hoover on?
Shall I assist?
If you could, yeah.
Come on, then.
You can press the button.
I'll press the button.
I've never seen somebody move so quickly towards a Hoover to help. How keen is she?
Okay. Just turn it on.
What are you doing, then? Just what do you do with the end? No, I don't want to touch it.
He is now pulling the Hoover along.
Keep going, Captain Dan.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. I was just talking to the one that doesn't speak. You know, in these days of health and safety,
yes.
You ought to have seen the risk assessment form he had to fill in yesterday.
Really? That was amazing. Tom in Hartford says, thanks very much, Scott. My boss has just asked me to go outside and calm down a bit.
Excellent.
How do you discover that you have that talent? Did it just happen by accident?
Oh, yes. I've tried it quite a few years ago, you know, cleaning up one day, and I thought... I wonder if I can use it part in the show.
Yeah.
So I thought, again, it's a blast and a little, and Bob's your uncle. Done and dusted. I tried it with it upright, but it's better not.
I actually can't look Henry in the face at the moment.
Thanks very much for coming. Are you alright? Can't even talk.
She's gone.
Thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you to Laura for booking Yvette as a guest today, and thank you to you, Chopper, for booking Captain Dan. He was truly amazing. Thank you, Dr. Hayes, as well. It's Radio 1. This is our record of the week. It's Hard Pie.
I was just talking to the one that doesn't speak. You know, in these days of health and safety,
yes.
You ought to have seen the risk assessment form he had to fill in yesterday.
Really? That was amazing. Tom in Hartford says, thanks very much, Scott. My boss has just asked me to go outside and calm down a bit.
Excellent.
How do you discover that you have that talent? Did it just happen by accident?
Oh, yes. I've tried it quite a few years ago, you know, cleaning up one day, and I thought... I wonder if I can use it part in the show.
Yeah.
So I thought, again, it's a blast and a little, and Bob's your uncle. Done and dusted. I tried it with it upright, but it's better not.
I actually can't look Henry in the face at the moment.
Thanks very much for coming. Are you alright? Can't even talk.
She's gone.
Thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you to Laura for booking Yvette as a guest today, and thank you to you, Chopper, for booking Captain Dan. He was truly amazing. Thank you, Dr. Hayes, as well.
Thank you.
It's Radio 1. This is our record of the week. It's Hard Pie.